Blog Talk Radio.
To processing the pain with yours truly, Coach D. Welcome into the studio on tonight. I am glad that you can make it. And I pray that tonight's show will bless you, that there will be a word just for you on tonight. I'm looking forward to a rhema word. I'm looking for God to reveal to each one of us what it is that he would have us to know. I'm sure that each person's journey is different for the person. as my journey is different for me, I know that your journey is different for you. So we may not all get the same revelation on tonight with this word, because it may mean something different to each one of us depending on where we are at in life. But I believe that this is a relevant word, and I believe that it is a word that God would have for us on tonight. I believe that because it was not the word that I was going to bring to you on tonight, but it was the word that God said he wanted you to have on tonight. So tonight's message is, to whom much is given, much is required. Why did that come about? You know, as I was in my quiet time and preparing for the show, it dawned on me. I looked around and it dawned on me, and I got to be honest. You know, Coach D is always going to be transparent. I believe that my life journey is such that God has called me to be very transparent, to be able to walk my journey out in front of my peers, in hopes that the messages, the lessons that I am learning through my journey, that hopefully it'll help someone else that may be going through that journey now, or maybe going through that journey at an appointed time, help you to get through that journey easier. So I was paying my bills, and I know all of us hate, you know, for me, I've kind of set up on the 1st and the 15th is when I pay my bills. You know, I normally pay major bills the 1st and then all the little minor bills on the 15th. And I'm telling you, God is amazing. He is so amazing. So I hope I can even get through this show without being super duper emotional, because I am emotional. But I began to pay my bills, and as I was paying my bills, and I got to thinking, it's no way that I have the money to pay all these bills. When I start thinking about all these different bills, all these different responsibilities as a parent, as a mother, as an entrepreneur, as an employee, I just started thinking, man, you know, I know some basis. You know, I was taught a profit and loss statement, and basically income minus expenses equals profit. I'm going to repeat that. Income minus expense equals profit. And so knowing that basic mathematics, I'm not good at math, you know, but knowing that basis, I thought, wow, okay, this is my income, these are my expenses. And at the end, I'm in red. It's no profit. Profit is when you have a plus. You know, red is when after you do all that, you're in the negative. You're below. And yet, glory to God, you want to be a good steward, but yet I know that it's not me. I know that it is the God I serve that has made it possible to make the impossible possible, should I say. And he is making a way out of no way. When I say that, I mean it. And the only thing I can say is not because I'm a good enough person, not because I'm more educated than anyone else, not because I'm more articulate than anyone else. I will use double negatives. You know, I mean, my education level is decent. It could be definitely better. But I'm saying it has nothing to do with me, but it's his favor in my life that has produced and continue to produce, and he's teaching me how to be a good steward over what he's given me. Everything that he's given me, I'm taking and I'm multiplying it, or he's multiplying it, but I'm being obedient, and I'm not saying I'm perfect, I blow it, but I want someone on here tonight to know that you cannot get a harvest if you're not sowing seed. And sowing seed ain't always this monetary, you know. So me being blessed is not based on what kind of car I'm driving or if my shoes have a red bottom or a brown bottom. That has nothing to do with it. Me being blessed is the ability to get my needs met according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And my needs are being met. And that's what blessing, that's a blessing right there. That is a blessing. That's God's grace, his favor, and his mercy within my life and within some of your life. I'm sure some of you have the same testimony. Oftentimes people will see what we have and see what we're doing. And what they'll do is they'll see the glory, but they don't know the story. They don't know what you had to sacrifice. They don't know what you had to go through to get to where you are. They don't know that that comes with responsibility, which brings me to tonight's show, because tonight's show, again, is entitled, To Whom Much Is Given, Much Is Required. And when I think about that, I get emotional, because I have to say that much has been given to Coach D. Much has been given to me, and it doesn't have anything to do with who my natural parents are. I mean, I'm not saying that my natural parents are not a blessing in my life, but I'm saying it has to do with my spiritual parent, because it's my spiritual parent who has placed me where I am. Amen? And so when I think about that, then I start thinking, how can I just live my life mediocre? How can I just sit aside and wait day in and day out? How can I just not be obedient to what God has called me to do? And the answer was, I can't, because I have been given much. I have been blessed abundantly. And because of that, I'm going to have to be a blessing to others. Because of that, the seeds that has been given to me, I have to sow these seeds. I have to give back. So when we talk about, when you hear the pastors talking about tithes and offering, and your first mindset goes to, well, I'm not paying no tithes because he's driving around in a Mercedes, or how do you expect for me to pay my tithes? I can't pay my bills. Well, I would challenge you. You can't pay your bills because you're not paying your tithes. Amen. If you're not paying your tithes, you're having a hard time paying your bills. And the basic simplicity to that is this. I can say something super duper spiritual and it can miss you. But the simplicity of that is this. Again, you cannot reap a harvest if you have not sown a seed. If you have not put a seed in the ground and nurtured it and watered it, then guess what? Don't expect a harvest, because there's nothing to harvest if you didn't put in the seed. Amen? There's nothing to harvest. I don't know why I'm going in this direction, because this is not my notes, but evidently the Lord wants us to get it. Because we hear certain things. We hear the cute cliches. We hear the warning. We hear all this stuff, and believe it or not, oftentimes we hear these things and we don't even understand what it means. We do not understand what it means. So we think when somebody said, well, if you're not tithing, then that's probably why you're struggling financially. Oh, that sounds good, and that's words. But what does that mean? What does it mean, to whom much is given, much is required? Well, we're going to break that down on tonight, and I'm going to go over to the book of Luke. Now, there's different messages in the Bible regarding this. In Matthew talked about, the master who went away and left his servant talent. And, you know, one he left one, and one he left two, and one he left five, and one he left ten, and I'm paraphrasing. But when he came back, two of the people were good stewards. They worked those talents, and they made more money. In other words, they planted, they sowed it. And as they sowed it, they nurtured it, and it produced more fruit. It produced more money. And then there was one guy who did not plant at all. He was scared. He was nervous. He held on tight. He didn't cause that thing to multiply its value. So when his master came back, he didn't do anything with it. So that's one. But I'm not going to go from Matthew. I'm going to go from Luke on tonight. And I'm going to read, and then I'm going to break it down. Because tonight, my prayer again is that if you're listening in on tonight, hang in there. Don't hang up. Don't get bored. You know, don't get all excited because all of a sudden your favorite show come on. Or you get that call from somebody you've been waiting for, and then all of a sudden you click off the show and you don't listen. You're on here tonight for a reason. You're on here tonight for a reason. And if you listen diligently and obey what thus said the Lord, I'm telling you, you're going to see a change. You're going to see a manifestation of change that's going to begin to take place in your life. And I believe that. I'm saying that in faith, because I believe that that's what the Lord is going to do. You're here because he needed you to hear this word. It's not by happenstance. You're not on this call because you're my family. You're not on this call because you're my friends. You're not on this call because it's Coach D and you think her voice sounds good or you think she's cute. It's none of that. Tonight you are on this call because God had already predestined from the foundation of the earth that you would be on this call on November the 15th at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, that you would be listening to the word. Why? Because you're going to get a revelation. And this may be a word that you heard a million times. It may be a scripture that you read a dozen times. But tonight the revelation is going to be different. He's going to reveal it. There's a revealing truth that I believe will take place on tonight, a revealing truth. And so, again, we're going to go from Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, and I'm going to read from the English Standard Version. I love King James. That's my favorite version. But oftentimes, if I'm going to bring forth a word or teach a word, I like to go from the English Standard Version because I don't want to assume that everybody that's listening into this broadcast are mature believers. I don't want to assume that you know the word, and I want to make it as clear as possible for you so that there will be understanding. Amen? So Luke chapter 12, and I'm going to start at verse 42. And the Lord said, "Who then is the faithful and wise manager whom his master will set over his household to give them their portion of food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the male and female servants and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him and at an hour he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and put him with the unfaithful. And that servant who knew his master's will but did not get ready, who knew his master's will but did not get ready or act according to his will receive a severe beating. But the one who did not know and did what deserved the beating will receive a light beating. Everyone to whom much is given of him, much will be required. And from him to whom they entrusted much, they will demand the more. I came to cast fire on the earth, and would that it were already kindled. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how great is my distress until it is accomplished." Now, why I read the last two verses on there, because I'm going to get into that as well. When he's speaking about fire, he's speaking about Holy Ghost fire. Amen. But let's get back into the other one. As we were reading, and he was saying in here that most of us, I'm going to break it down like this. Everyone that is listening in on tonight, you have been given gifts and talents. You have been blessed and created with gifts and talents. Amen? And because you have been created and blessed with these gifts and talents, your Creator who created you and blessed you with these gifts and talents is expecting for you to use these gifts and talents for the building of his kingdom. Amen? And so when we, as believers, or even not ones that's on the fence, you still have these gifts and talents. And when you take the gifts and talents that your Creator has given you and you're not using them for kingdom purpose, then you are not being a good steward over that which he has given you. Because he has given you these gifts and talents, that's the much that has been given. You have a requirement. There's a requirement of you. And the requirement of you is to utilize these gifts and talents. You cannot just think that you could sit slumberly around and that life is just going to go ahead and go on and you're just going to sit. You can't just sit back, chill, kick your feet up, and just wait for King Jesus to come. Amen? There are things that you should be doing. And oftentimes I think where we get stuck as people is because we begin to measure our own ability. And it's not our ability that gets it done. It's God's ability, the God in us. And so when we start measuring ourselves and comparing ourselves to others, then we begin to lose balance. We begin to lose focus on where we should be. And we are still going to be held accountable for if we were good stewards or not. If you're not a good steward, of what God has given you, you're going to be held accountable for that. And I've heard people say, well, I dropped out of school in the ninth grade, and you know, or I'm shy. I don't like to speak in front of people, and you know, I don't really know the word, and I don't like to read. You know, I could come up with 1,000 excuses that we could come up with as people, and I'm including myself, that we come up with as people of why we can't do what God created us to do, why we're not using our gifts and talents. And then we have people who's using their gifts and talents in abundance, but they're not using them for kingdom purpose. We have people who have been given much. God has blessed them with beautiful voices, people that's been blessed with instrumental musical abilities. I mean, just prodigies with their abilities to play music, you know, or to sing. You know, I'm just giving some examples. There's so many gifts. It's not just that. You got people that have the gift of wisdom, that they just have this uncanny wisdom about them. You know, godly wisdom. You have people that have a gift of knowledge. They're very knowledgeable in areas, which makes for maybe great teachers. But because they're stuck in a place that's not allowing them to step out on what God called them to, and again, that place to be anything. You know, some of us, again, are calling it, I'm shy, or I'm illiterate. I don't speak well. I want to remind you, Moses, who led a whole generation out of bondage, he was a stutterer. He couldn't speak well. And yet, God still used him. God used him to do what he's called him to do. And so I'm telling you on tonight that there are some gifts and some talents that God has given you that you're not utilizing. And some may be not utilizing them because you haven't spent enough time with God to know what those gifts and talents are. Tonight, I would challenge you to get into a place where you get with God and you begin to find out what gifts and talents do you have that you're supposed to be giving back to God. It's, tithing is a given. You're supposed to give a tenth. That's a given. But there's other things besides just tithing that's required of you. You know, a lot of us sit here and we want to be blessed, and God wants to bless us. But we're not being good stewards over what he's already given us. You know, we're constantly saying, you know, we're constantly, Lord, I need this, and Lord, I want this, and Lord, can you give me this? And then we'll go to other people. Can you stand in agreement with me in prayer because of this? I need this. And can you stand in agreement with me in prayer because I need that? But what I will say unto you tonight, that there is something that's required of you. There's something that's required of you. It's just not take, 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 but it's give. And so if you're seeing that you're being blocked, if you're seeing that things are not flowing according to plan, then you might want to step back and say, what am I giving? What am I doing? Am I being a blessing to others as God has blessed me? If I'm eating, am I making it available for others to eat that may not be as fortunate as me? If I have clothing, am I making sure that other people have clothing that may not be as fortunate as me? Again, what are you doing? And what are you doing with all that God has given you? What are you doing with the talents that he's giving you? He's giving you much. When you could sit back and you could think about all the times God has blessed you. Mm-hmm. Some of you could relate. Some of you thought you were going to die. You were ill. Maybe you had a bad car accident and you wasn't supposed to live. But God, glory to God, you're living. Glory to God, you're healed. Some of you have abundance. Some of you got three cars sitting in your driveway. You only could drive one. And you didn't even realize that when God blessed you to have three cars, he really didn't bless it for you to have three cars. Maybe the blessing was that if he blessed you with the car you wanted, that you would bless somebody else that didn't have a car at all. I could build a big closet. And I thought about that. I had one room. And I thought about building a big closet. You know, we're women. Any women on here like me, let me keep it real. I love shoes. You know, I like clothes. And I thought, I'm just going to take this extra room and I'm going to have the closet people come in and I'm going to have one wall full of shoes and I'm going to have another wall that got purses and all this different stuff. I could imagine this big, beautiful room that I was going to have done for me, customized. And guess what? Did I need it? Absolutely not. I didn't need it because here I am talking about building. And this is not a condemn. If you got a big closet that has a wall full of shoes, more power to you. That's a blessing. And I'm not telling you that you got to take down your wall. If God is not telling you anything different, then neither is Coach D. But somebody may have that wall and God's been telling them, get rid of this clutter. Bless somebody else with it. You know, my mother, my mom, is one thing I could really appreciate about my mother, if I could tell this first. My mom has really nice clothes. She's worked hard and she has quality clothes. I was always kind of the bargain shopper. I always wanted to make sure that when I shop, having the money in my pocket for me was really more important. Because I had a limited income, it was more important than me going to buying some red bottoms or something like that. Now, I was never into designer things. But my mom was in a position to be able to have nice clothes. She liked the quality, and there's nothing wrong with quality. I guess I was kind of the black sheep, because even I could think of my brothers. My brothers like quality. You know, their outer gear and their jewelry and stuff is always quality pieces. And they would rather have one quality piece to five not so quality. And so saying all this to say, the one thing I loved about my mom, even though she had very nice, you know, expensive quality thin clothes, when she would go buy herself more clothes, she would give some of the clothes that she already had away, and she would bless someone else with them. A lot of times that was me that was getting blessed. But I'm saying that is that she was sowing seed, and every time she would sow seed, what would happen? She would get abundance of more. She would get rid of this, and she would get abundance of more. And so that was the sowing seed, because she was blessing others. As she was being blessed, she was being a blessing to others. She was getting rid of things and making sure that she was blessing other people. And so when we do that, God honors that. He honors that. When we are blessing others, he's blessing us to bless others. He's not blessing us just for us. He's given us the resources and tools so that we could bless others, so that we're not cluttered, that we're not holding on to stuff. Because again, as we've seen with the man with the talent, he held on to that one talent, and because of that, he ended up with nothing. He didn't multiply. He didn't want to bless nobody. He just wanted to hold on to it. And God does not like that. He says he likes a cheerful giver. And why he likes a cheerful giver is because he understands. God created it. So he understands the importance of sowing seed. Again, to whom much is given, much is required. To whom much is given, much is required. What has God given you in abundance? When you sit back and you close your eyes and you think, what has God blessed you with? And then be truthful to yourself. What are you giving back to others? Are you sowing into? Do you have a ministry that you're sowing into? Are you giving back to your church, to your community? You don't have to be a member at a church to be a blessing to someone. You could be given to your community. You could drive down the street in any direction, most of us, and there's people that's homeless. And we can't just automatically assume because somebody is homeless that they made a bad decision in life that caused them to be homeless. We can't assume that. And who are we to judge? But there's a lot of people that's living hand to check. And you take a single mom with maybe three kids, all she has to do, most of them is one check from being homeless. All they have to do is lose their job. And if they don't have family and friends there to support them, guess what ends up happening? Now they're on the street homeless. Not because of anything they did wrong, but now they're homeless. And so we see this with people. We see the homeless people. Are you doing anything? Are you volunteering at some of the shelters? One of the things that came to mind to me a couple of years ago, you know, you could just get a gallon Ziploc bag and put some toiletries in there, some toothpaste, a toothbrush, maybe some soap, maybe some deodorant, a face rag. And you could put all that in a Ziploc bag. And whatever else you think of, a bottle of water, maybe a Nutri-Grain bar, whatever it is, and just fill up that 1 gallon Ziploc bag and maybe make a couple and keep them in your car. Keep them in the back seat of your car. And just going on with your daily life. And you happen to stop at a light and there's somebody sitting there with a sign or somebody sitting there. Hand them a baggie. Do you know how much a blessing that would be to someone who's homeless? The things that we take for granted, the things that we just misuse. How many of us drank a half a bottle of water and pour it out? This is not a regular Coach D message where I'm just, I'm going to give you this power word. Tonight, I want us to really take a look at what are we giving back? What are we doing with our gifts and talents? If anything else tonight, I want us to just think. I want this word to say, wow, you know, she got a point. And it's okay because we got a loving, forgiving God. So even if we realize that we've been blowing it, that we've been missing the mark, that we've been like the one servant who held on to his one talent, some of us been that man. And if we've been that man, guess what? We have the ability to repent. We have the ability to come before the throne of grace and say, you know what, Lord, I've blown it. I've been blowing it. Lord, forgive me. It's that simple. Just that simple to say, Father, I've blown it. Please show me. I want to sow into the kingdom. I want to be a blessing. He says, an unfaithful servant mismanages his resources. Ooh, look around. You know, we know some people, and some of us are those people, that we stay broke. We always broke. We're always broke. Every time somebody, some people hate to see us coming. And why I'm saying us coming, because I'm not trying to pinpoint any particular person. Because if this fits you and you're honest with yourself, then you're going to receive the words that's coming forth on tonight. And you're going to receive those words, and then you're going to make the necessary correction. Because who wants to continue to be broke? Who wants to continue to every time somebody sees you coming, you're coming because you need a handout. You need to borrow some money. Times get hard for everybody. That's not what I'm talking about. But when I'm talking about when it's chronic, constant, every time you turn around, you're broke. And I say this is because you might want to look at what seed has you sown. What seeds have you sown? If the devourer is eating up everything you didn't, you should be asking why. But when you go to God and you ask why, you got to be willing to be still and hear the answer to that why. You got to be willing to hear the answer, and you got to be truthful with yourself. And most of us don't want to know the truth about ourselves. Most of us don't want to know if we're selfish or if we're stingy. If you're, you know, most of us don't want to be honest that if we borrow from people, do we pay them back? If somebody loaned you a dime, are you paying them a dime back? And the blessing comes when you can pay them the dime back plus interest. That's the blessing. We have to do a self-evaluation. What are we doing? What are the things that we're doing or not doing in our life that's causing this, that's causing us to stay in this broken state? You know, I often tell people, you know, I know a lot of people who play the lottery. Not judging them, not judging at all, if that's their thing. But I know a lot of people that play the lottery. And the sad thing about that is that I know people that play the lottery that if they won, it would only be a matter of time before they would be poor again. Because I don't care how much money you make, how much money you win, or how much money you get, if you have a poverty mentality, it won't make a difference. Because you're going to go through that money because you haven't changed your mind. If you're not a good steward, if you're not a good steward when you're broke, you're not going to be a good steward when you're not broke, period. That's law. We don't change our mentality. We don't change our mindset based on the dollar amount. That has to change. That has to change first before the increase. Amen? That has to change first before the increase. Again, we're asking the question. If it hasn't been answered to you, it says, to whom much is given, much will be required. What does that mean? And simplistic is saying, with great power, with many blessings, come great responsibility. See, what you didn't realize is why God was blessing you with shelter and food and clothing, while God was blessing you with your health and your sound mind, while God was blessing you with your children and your grandchildren. What you didn't realize is that with all those blessings come responsibility. There's a responsibility. And guess what? Now I can tell you, if you're listening in on tonight, that because you're listening in on tonight, now you know better. And the word of God says, we know. It says it even in this message. In Luke, when I was reading Luke 12:42, it said that the person who did not know and he's doing the wrong thing, he's going to receive discipline, but it's going to be light. It's us that know and still continue to do the wrong thing that our discipline is going to be great. Because to whom much is given, much is required. So don't think that if you were truly blessed and you're living an abundant life, but you are not sowing back into the source, that comes with consequences and great responsibility. Now, I don't know who's listening in tonight. I don't know who this message is for, who is it affecting. I don't know if any of you would say, yes, that is me. Yes, Coach D, you talking to me on tonight. And I wish I could tell you to raise your hand and I could see you and we could do a prayer together. So I'm going to have to do it virtually. And I'm saying to you on tonight, if this message touches home for you, then in the natural, in the spiritual, just raise your hand. And you're not raising your hand to Coach D, but you're raising your hand to God. And we're going to say a prayer because we're going to ask the Lord for forgiveness. And then we're going to ask him to show us what he would have us to do. What is the gifts and talents that he's given us? What is the tools and resources that he's given us that we haven't been good stewards over? We all have sinned and fallen short of his glory. And I just thank God that we have the ability through repentance to get back on track. So again, if this message is you, then just repeat after me. Father God, I come before your throne, and Lord, I ask for your forgiveness. Father, I pray that you would create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me, and take not your presence from me, Father. If there be anything within me, Father God, that is displeasing to you, Lord, I pray that you will begin to show me those areas. And Lord, help me to be true to those convictions. Father God, show me what you would have me to do. Show me the gifts and talents that you have given me. And Father God, show me where you would have me to sow seed. Lord, again, I ask that you forgive me, and I thank you for forgiving me, Father. And I will do better with being a steward over what you have given me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you said that prayer with me, then I believe that the power of prayer will manifest some changes in your life, that you will begin to be a good steward, that you will begin to sow seed, that you will begin to be a blessing to others as God has blessed you, that you will begin to spend some time with God to know what it is that he requires of you, because he has requirements of us, and we can't just keep being takers. We have to be givers too, and I believe that tonight that will make a change. I believe there's going to be a transformation and how we begin to continue to do things that we're doing, that we will continue to strive towards being a blessing, that we will continue to strive towards using our gifts and talents. And gifts and talents could be anything. It's not always money. Some of you may not have money to give, but you have your time. You could say yes to God. It's so many things you could do. Some of us are good handy people. We were good at it with our hands, and we could be a blessing with that. You know, we have the elderly, we have the shut in, we have the sick, we have the orphans. We have so many people around us that we could be a blessing to. A bottle of water may not mean nothing to you, but a bottle of water could mean life and death to someone who hasn't had water. Amen. So again, I just pray that this prayer, I pray that this word tonight is a very simplistic word. Luke 12:42-50. We have been given much. Just the sure fact that you have the sure fact that you're listening into tonight's broadcast tells me that you have some computer or you have some phone that you're able to use. Some people don't even have that. and we take for granted. Because I could pick up the phone, go on the internet, I could Google and search anything I want to. I could go on the internet and find jobs. I could go on the internet and hire people. I could go on the internet and check my and check bank statuses and bank balances. I could do all that. Man, don't you know that's a blessing? I hate getting bills. But just getting a water bill says that I have water. Getting an electric bill, a gas bill, a cable bill, it says that I have electricity, that I can stay warm in the winter, and I can stay cool in the summer. And though I don't like getting bills and I don't want to pay what the bills say, guess what? Still a blessing. It represents more than just I have this amount I got to pay and I don't feel like paying it or I don't have the money to pay. It says I could come and hit a switch in the middle of the night and light comes. Paying car insurance, most of us fuss about that. But what does that say? It says I have a car that I could drive. I have transportation. So when we get to whining and crying about what we don't have and you know, where God, where are you, God? Well, I don't have this and I don't have that. And, you know, when we start looking at the next person, what they have compared to what we don't have, then what we need to do is maybe look at the person that don't have what we have. Because when you think about it, we have a lot. I don't know nobody that's on this phone that's listening in. And I don't know. I don't know your situation. But I will almost guarantee that most of you that's listening into this particular show, you connected some kind of way to electricity. And I guarantee you're not standing outside listening to this show at 30 degrees. Some places it's 30 degrees. Where I'm at, 30-some degrees it hits at night. So, again, being grateful and being good stewards over what God has blessed us with. And if we want abundance, then we have to be willing to sow. We have to be willing to give. We have to be willing to bless others so that our blessings could continue to come, so that when we sow, we could reap a harvest of plentiful. And with that being said, I'm going to take a moment. I don't do this often, but I want to do it on tonight. If you are listening in to tonight's program and you have a comment or question, or maybe you got a revelation, maybe in the midst of this call, you just got a revelation that God has given you, I will ask you to dial 1 on your dial pad, and our team, that will let our team know that you have a comment or question. I would love for you to share. If you can share tonight, what did this message mean to you? Did it hit home for you? Or is it just another message that you're listening into? If this message has been a blessing to you, I would love to know that. You know, I would love to know that, yes, I got it. It was revelation to me. I never thought about it like that. I never thought that I wasn't being a good steward. I didn't even know that what I thought was a little bit really is a lot. I never knew that my ability to do hair was a blessing, could be a blessing. I never knew that my ability to do math, that I could be a blessing. Amen. Well, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining in to this episode of Processing the Pain. I love when you tune in, and I thank you for the support that you have given to the MCD Network and its various programs, Processing the Pain, Woman to Woman. We've had Relentless Pursuit. We've had Cheek to Cheek. We've had numerous programs that have come through the MCD Network. And we just thank you for tuning in to these programs weekly. Again, know that you are loved and appreciated. We appreciate you. We hope you stay tuned every Wednesday and Thursday night, same time. It's on the same station. And we're looking forward to bringing more programs to you all coming 2019. We're looking to add more programs to our roster. We're looking to be a blessing to men, women, and children. Amen. So, again, we thank you for your support. What we will ask of you is that if you could continue to tell others about the network, about the broadcast, if the broadcasts have been a blessing to you, then this is a good time to bless someone else. Coach D, how can I bless someone else? Bless someone else by having them tune in. Give them the information. Let them know what time to tune in so that they could tune in and be blessed by the broadcast as well. Amen. So, again, we want to thank each and every one of you for taking the time to tune in on tonight. We pray that this message, to whom much is given, much is required. For listening in, that it's been a blessing to you. And we look forward to being with you next week. Have a good evening.